place. Praise the Lord. How many know the presence of the Lord is in this place? Praise God. And that he's a way maker. Amen. I said he's a way maker. Praise God. There's nothing that you have need of that he is not able to supply. Praise God. We give honor today to all that have gathered at Praise Temple Apostolic Church. Such a great anointing today in this place. God has just been moving in this house. Amen. How many were here Wednesday evening? My, what a tremendous move of God Wednesday evening that the Lord had his way in this house. It's just continuing on, and God is doing great things in this place, isn't he? Praise the Lord. We greet everybody in the name of Jesus, all of our guests today. We welcome each and every one of you. We're thankful today that you're here with us at Praise Temple Apostolic Church. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many is ready for the word today? Amen. If you have your Bibles, why don't we stand to our feet in honor to the reading of the word of God? Praise God. You would turn with me to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 18 and 19. And then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. But we're going to begin with Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. I don't have a great amount of scripture today to read from. I believe that everything that the Lord needs to be said can be said in these scriptures. And I believe that God has a message for this congregation today. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5, I'm sorry, Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. The Bible said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Going to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse. I'm only going to read one verse here. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to preach just for a little while this morning on this simple topic today. Turning the page on yesterday. Amen. Don't you look at your neighbor and tell them today, I believe it's time to turn the page on yesterday. Praise God. Oh, now why don't we give the Lord a great hand clap in this place today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated today. Praise God. Rick Warren said, we are the products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of our past. I like that. Bill Keen said, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. The gift of God today is a gift of God, which is why we call it the present. Someone said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. Hindsight is always 20/20, isn't it? Mother Teresa said, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not yet come. We have only today. And then she said this, let us begin. I like that. Let us begin. Solomon, one of the wisest of all men, said, to everything there is a season, and a time and a purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. And then he goes on to say, and a time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Amen? Paul said it like this, forgetting those things which are behind. How many have some things that need to be put in the past? Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's one of my favorite scriptures. I'm going to submit today to this congregation this. One of the greatest challenges the born-again saint of God has to deal with is our yesterdays. How many know that our yesterdays are relevant? Amen. We learned in our yesterdays. We apply principles today of things that we have learned yesterday. I've said it before, hindsight is 20/20. How much clearer it is to look back through some situations we were bewildered about. Amen. But now that they're over with, you can look back and see, amen, that God was in control the whole time. And I've learned some important lessons from yesterday. One writer so aptly said it like this, when we are tired, and I believe today that this applies to the born again saint of God. When we are tired, we are attacked by ideas that we have conquered long ago. Let me say that again because I want everyone to grasp hold of this. When we are tired, when we are weary, when we are low, we are attacked by ideas that we have conquered long ago. How many know that in the tiresome times of your life, that's when we're challenged by ideas that we have already put under the blood and under the spirit? Amen. When we become tired and when we become weary, that is when we have to deal our hardest with things that we have already conquered. I'm going to submit that yesterday is the place that our failures never die. Amen. Let me say that again. Yesterday is the place where our failures never die. They just relive themselves again and again. And I know some today are looking at me like I have lost my mind. But I believe today that I came in here with a message to several people. Amen. I want you to know this. David, the great king and priest and prophet, said, he said, my sin is ever before me. And what he meant by that was this, that when I lay my head on my pillow at night, he said, my tears have been my meat day and night. In other words, he relived the mistakes that he had made. And he relived his yesterdays all the night long. I don't know about you, but I've had some mistakes in my past. Oh, I've had some things that I put under the blood. I've got some things that I've buried. I've got some things that I've took authority over in my life. And if I'm not careful in the wearisome times of my life and the troublesome times of my life, if I'm not careful, my yesterday will haunt my today. Amen. I hope somebody knows what I'm talking about. I question one brother that seemed to be stuck in a cycle of revival and failure. And we all know that cycle, don't we? Revival and failure. Revival and then failure. Over and over until finally he gave up. And I went to him and I tried to counsel him. And I asked him, what can I do to help you? Is there anything that I can say? Is there anything that I can do? Can I pray with you? Can I pray for you? And I'll never forget the words that he told me. He said, I cannot get past yesterday. He said, all of my failures just haunt me day and night.
He said, I struggle with that every time I lay my head on my pillow at night. He said, yesterday flashes in front of my eyes over and over again. I want to tell the church this today, that the enemy of your soul will haunt you with your yesterdays. You can be up front praying and worshiping the Lord, dancing across the front aisle. And in a moment of weakness, there will be a spirit that will whisper in your ear, do you remember the failure of yesterday? Do you remember the fault of yesterday? Do you remember the mistake that you made yesterday? Do you know what I'm talking about today? There's a lot of people today that cannot live for God in the present and in the future because they struggle with all of their past. Amen. If I allow this old flesh, amen, it will relive yesterday over and over again. There are some things in our past that I can't do one thing about. Y'all know what I'm talking about? As a matter of fact, let me say it like this. We worry more about things that we have no control over. Amen. We weary our minds and we weary our souls over much that is gone by and things that we cannot control, and they will haunt us, they will bother us. Amen. And we'll relive it, and it will speak to us, and it will tell us that you cannot be a conqueror. You cannot live victoriously. You cannot make it to heaven because of the failure of yesterday. Amen. There are some embarrassing moments that I cannot change no matter how hard I try. And if I allow this old flesh, I'll relive it over and over again. I remember to all the young preachers in here, I remember an opportunity that I was given back years ago, many, many years ago, to go preach. Brother Kevin pastored a church, my brother pastored a church in Blytheville, Arkansas. I was just beginning to preach, and he invited me over to preach a message. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. And I got up, and you know how it is when you're learning how to preach. And I was trying to gain confidence and trying to get some things under my belt. And I got up, my mouth went dry. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Didn't know what to say, didn't know what to do. Finally, I broke through that, and I began to preach. And I got up, and I preached about as hard as anybody you've ever heard in your life for about 5 minutes. Traveled all the way over, fasted and prayed and sought the Lord, and I preached hard for 5 minutes. And I looked and I was at the end of my notes, and I said, let's all stand. The congregation was just as happy as a lark. So if you wonder today why I'm long-winded, I've got a lot of making up to do. But I'll never forget when I got done that day, I shook my head and I said, I know that message was longer than that. And I gathered my books and we dismissed service. We had a shortened altar call. And when I gathered all of my stuff, I realized that there were 4 pages of my notes that had fell out. Fell on the floor, and I was walking on them while I was preaching. And I was looking around, Brother Danny, for those notes to preach, and they were under my feet the whole time. Amen. Let me tell us today. Now that might not sound too traumatizing for you all, but to a young preacher that was learning how to preach, let me tell you, that rattled my bag. I didn't know what to do with it. I shook my head. I apologized to my brother. Amen. In struggling with all of that, let me tell you, believe it or not, as a young preacher, that haunted me over and over and over and over again. Amen. And the next time I got up, amen, that old devil spoke in my ear and he said, you're going to miss part of it. You're not going to get it all. Amen. Let me tell us today, you got to be careful not to let your yesterdays ruin your today. Because if you're not careful, all of the mistakes of yesterday will tear your today all apart. I got good news for somebody. You got to get out of yesterday and start living in today. What has God done for you today? How has God delivered you today? How has He healed you today? What has He accomplished? accomplished in your life today. And you don't have to live in yesterday. Amen. Anybody ever had embarrassing moments? Oh, if you had, raise your hand. That way I'm not alone in this. Now I feel better. Back years ago, I'm just telling off on me, and some have heard these stories and some haven't, but I was the president of the Mississippi or Mid-South District Youth Department back years ago, camp coordinator. I was young at one time, believe it or not. And I'll never forget, I was called to Lepanto, Arkansas, to preach for Brother Tidwell, one of the greatest men of God, gone on to be with the Lord now, but he was such a great, great man. And I went there, and I was doing camp promotions and preaching, and in the middle of doing camp promotions, we did altar calls, and people were receiving the Holy Ghost. It was just a tremendous time in the Lord. And I'll never forget that that church's steps are built a little odd. And I was a young preacher, boy, I was on fire, and I was preaching away. I was preaching just as hard as I could preach, and I was running up and down them steps. I don't run up and down steps no more, I walk. Amen. I was running up and down steps, and back then I wore cuffs in my breeches, and man, I mean, I was having at it, and I took off up them steps, and when I did, the heel of my shoe caught in the cuff of my pants. Amen. I headed up that platform, and I didn't realize it, but that heel caught on the seam of my right breeches leg. And when I say that it ripped my pants leg, I'm understating it. I tore the right leg near about out of my pants. I'll never forget, as long as I live, in preaching, I had Brother Tidd, when you had to know him, he leaned up and he always talked like this right here. And he leaned up over my shoulder and he said, "Son, whatever you do, don't you step out from behind this pulpit." Now, you might not think I could recover from that. But let me tell you, I preached an altar service behind that pulpit, and we prayed some through to the Holy Ghost. And God saw that I was going to do that ahead of time. And my son brought a chain of safety pins to church that night. You think God don't know how to humble us? Let me tell you this. That haunted me, believe it or not, as a young preacher. So I want to tell the young preachers, y'all ain't got nothing to worry about. You can't top what I've done. But I want to tell you today that if we're not careful, the mistakes of our past and the failures of our past and the embarrassing moments of our past will haunt us and wreck us and cause us not to lift our hands and not to rejoice in who God is making today. I came into this place today to tell somebody, amen, it's time to get over your yesterday. Quit letting your yesterday bother your today. Don't let your mistake of yesterday or your failure of yesterday or the trouble of yesterday or the embarrassing, wretched moment of your yesterday determine who you're going to be today. I made up in my mind after that moment I was going to preach the gospel regardless. I'm here to tell you today, you need to make up in your mind, I'm going to live for God with everything that I've got. I don't care. Yeah. Hallelujah. Nobody can top my embarrassing moments. I've had more than anybody. I don't know how in the world I'm still my mother's favorite, but I am. We have all had embarrassing moments in our life. There are words that have escaped me that if I could track them out, down and destroy them, I would to the uttermost, Brother Dallas. If I could redo some things in this life, Brother Bogle, I would redo them. I would.
Come on.
If I could say things a little differently in some situations, I want this congregation to know that I would do them a million times over. There are things that I would do differently. But I want everyone to know that when yesterday gets past us, it's over and done with, and all you can do is go on and live for God today. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel today like there are some, your yesterday is haunting you. The devil is beating you to death every day. He's telling you, you can't make it. You can't live for God. You can't press toward the mark for the prize because you failed too much. Let me tell you something. Amen. Jesus loves you. Amen. Turn the page on yesterday. Come out from among that. Amen. Go on and live for God. Preach the gospel. Teach a Bible lesson. Sing a song. Teach a Sunday school class. Receive an offering. Do something that somebody could live for God. Quit worrying about yesterday. Let me tell the church this today. You better be careful of those that make accusations toward your yesterdays. There are people that want to diminish your ministry. And they will do their dead level best to wreck your confidence. Let me give you some insight into that spirit. The Bible said that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. When somebody tries to diminish your ministry, when somebody is trying to tear your life down, when somebody's trying to stop a move of God in your life, let me tell you something. You need to get up and live for God with everything that you got and quit worrying about what somebody would say or somebody would do or somebody would produce. Go on and live for God with everything you got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are words, as I said, that they've escaped me that if I could track them down and destroy them, I would to the uttermost. The truth is this, is it's in yesterday. And I cannot, no matter how hard I try, I cannot reach into yesterday to undo it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm preaching to somebody here today that your yesterday is stalking you. And it's haunting you. And it's whispering in your ear, you have failed and you'll never get past it. Amen. Let me put you today in good company. I want to give us a word today. I believe that there were times that David looked at his wife Bathsheba and he had to deal with the murder of Uriah in his mind. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Bathsheba was the wife of Uriah. We all know the story. I don't need to elaborate today. But I can tell you what your past does. You cannot convince me that David, when he looked at his wife, amen, he was not living with regrets in his heart, in his mind, in his soul, that he realized, I have failed God miserably to the extent that he committed adultery and he took a man's life. Right. Let me tell the church this. Sometimes you got to bury Uriah. You got to marry Bathsheba. And you got to have a Solomon. You got to get rid of your past. And you got to bury it so deep that you get it over with. And you don't live it again. And you don't do it again. And you don't go there again. And you make up in your mind that I'm going to serve God with everything I've got. I don't care how I look. I don't care what you think about me. This thing is between me and God. Too many people are worried about somebody else's walk with God. Let me tell you this. You need to worry about your own walk. You need to worry about your own walk. Before you start finger pointing at somebody else, you better realize that when you point your finger at somebody, you got three or four more that are pointing right back at you. Amen. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, but I've got failures in my life. I've got problems in my life. I've got accidents in my life. I've got uncontrolled thoughts at times in my life. I've got struggles I have to deal with in my life. I've got sin issues in the heart where it really originates in my life. And I'm here to tell you, I don't have to live that way anymore. I don't have to go that way anymore. I don't have to act like that anymore. I don't have, I'm preaching today of the righteousness of Christ. You're not to go on in sin, but let me tell you, you need to bury those sin attitudes and those sin desires. You need to get them buried so deep that the old man will never claw his way out. Hallelujah. The Bible said to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Amen. There is not a time that I pray that I am not praying, Lord, help me to slay the sin in my life by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Abraham had to deal with the regrets of Hagar every time he looked at Ishmael. Y'all hearing me? How many times did Peter hear a rooster and remember? I wonder how many times. Did you know today when I'm at somebody's farm and that old rooster lets loose, there's not a time one that I don't think, amen, about the failure of Peter. Amen, that when that cock crowed, amen, that he had denied the Lord three times. Amen. Let me tell you this, that wasn't the only time that old Peter ever heard a rooster crow. I believe after that, there was a bunch of times that roosters crowed. And every time they crowed, I believe there was a regret that welled up in Peter. Amen. That I backslid and I denied him. Let me tell us today, there's a lot of roosters crowing in our lives. There's a lot of minions speaking into our ears. And I come into this place today to encourage somebody and tell you, don't listen to the voices of the enemy. Don't listen to the voice of the one that would try to tear you down and try to wreck your walk and try to tear you away from God. Make up in your mind, I'm going to live for God despite my regrets. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, if I could just live a life like those heroes of faith contained in the halls of faith. Well, let me tell you about one of them. His name was Noah. He was one of the greatest fathers of faith. After the flood, Noah got drunk and in the process lost a son. Did you hear me today? Noah didn't just lose a son. He lost his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and his great-great-grandchildren because of a mistake that he made after he had a victorious moment in his life. Now, let me tell us this today. Amen. You better be on guard. Amen. Because in the moment of your success, in the moment of your spiritual high, in the moment that God is blessing you and you are seeing the glory of God manifested in your life, you can bank on it. Amen. You're going to have a moment that the devil is going to come to you and challenge you and try to tear you away from God. I want to give you some instruction today. Amen. You need to live for God with everything that you've got. You need to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And when you have that victorious moment, have another one. Have another one. Have another one. Don't let the enemy of your soul wreck your walk with God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus really needed his disciples, they fell asleep on him, and then they abandoned him. Amen. So before you start pointing fingers at anybody and their ministry, and you begin to make accusations against people and their ministry, let me tell you this.
if you're going to go back and catch some people, you can catch Noah, you can catch Abraham, you can catch David, you can catch Peter, you can catch Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. One by one, I can cover their mistakes. One by one, I can go through the imperfectness of humanity. Amen. I find Paul, amen, he mentioned one time, rebuke not an elder openly, didn't he? What did he do? He rebuked Peter openly. That was a mistake. He shouldn't have done it openly. I want us to see today that every one of us has embarrassing moments. Every one of us has failures in our life. Every one of us have faults that we have to deal with. I'm not telling us that we are not supposed to live above sin, because we are. Amen. The Bible tells us that. Amen. That we sin not. Amen. But when Jesus really needed his disciples, they fell asleep on him and then they abandoned him. Every one of these men had to deal with their yesterdays. Remember this scripture, because I say it often. Forgetting those things which are behind. Everybody say forgetting those things. Let me tell us today that you need to work hard. We need to work hard at forgetting some things in our life. Quit dragging up the embarrassing moments of your life. Quit reliving your moments of sin. Amen? I'm marveled many times, you know, so many people on Facebook today. And I marveled that people that have come to Christ and gained a knowledge of God and have changed from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet will post pictures of their past self and glory in that past man. Let me tell you today, amen, I'm not proud of that old Philip Cook that lived without God in his life. I don't care if any of you ever see him ever in your life. Why? Because I buried that man under the blood. He's been put under the water of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And he's been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I've gone on and I live for God. I'm here to give some advice to somebody and tell you this. Quit worrying about your yesterday. Quit worrying about your past. Put your past behind you. Go on and live for God and press toward the mark. Toward the prize. Forget those old things in your life. Forget those troubles. Forget those habits. Forget those deeds. Forget them and get over them and go on and live for God.
Amen.
Forgetting those things which are behind. Paul said it this to the church. He said, let us go on unto perfection. You mean I'm supposed to be perfect according to the word of God? Now, that's a hard goal to reach. But did you know one day we're going to attain that? Let me say that again. Did you know that one day we're going to attain that? We're going to reach that moment in our lives. We're going to be made perfect in him when all this is over with.
Amen.
Jesus spoke of those things which were contrary to the gospel. He said this, shake the dust off your feet when you depart out of the house or city. Amen. When they reject the gospel. Amen. I want to tell the church this. Sometimes we need a good shaking off. Sometimes we need a good shaking off. Because if not, we'll carry that dust in there. Amen. Any men in here ever mow the lawn? You ever till the garden? You ever work out in the yard? Amen. Then have you ever walked in the house with your dirty shoes? You ever have your wife or your mom get on to you and say, you're tracking up my house? Let me tell us today, you need to shake some of this old dust of your life off. Shake some of the attitudes that have been haunting you in your life. Get you the broom of the Holy Ghost and broom this old self off and go on. And, oh, listen, I'm here to tell somebody, some of you need a good Holy Ghost shaking, that you shake so much, you shake loose this old attitude of the world.
My. it amazes me that people are continually caught in the same trap, the same trap, the same trap, the same trap that they are always caught in. And I always watch, amen, the cycle of the trap in their life. And as a pastor, many times I'll confront those. I know. I'm okay. I know. And they ain't never okay. Never okay. Amen. It's like my son and daughter. Amen. I'll tell them, hey. They'll say, hey, I'm okay. You know, because our kids don't listen to us, do they, Mom? I did, but none of the others did. Lee was the best one. Sometimes we need a good shaking off. We need to rid ourselves of every dust particle, of every bad attitude that ever haunts us. Forget the failed marriages. Forget the failed ministries. Forget the failed relationships. Forget the missed opportunities. Forget the embarrassing moments. Amen. Let us go on unto perfection. Amen. Some folks are infatuated with your yesterdays. And I know that I keep going into this, but I find this is true today more now than ever. I see more lamb blasting going on social media than I ever have. Let me, can I speak to that for a moment? The moment you put a negative comment on your Facebook post, you better watch and see what happens. Because I'm telling you, born again, apostolic, Holy Ghost filled Christians, amen, it's who we are. They'll jump on your little bandwagon. Amen. They will build you up. They will tell you you're right. Amen. All the while we are tearing somebody down. Let me tell us this, God didn't call you to tear anybody down. He called you to a ministry of reconciliation and building up and edifying and ministering and doctor. Oh my. We are living in a fierce world. We are living in a world where men are tearing apart men and women are tearing apart women. Let me tell you, build somebody up. Edify somebody in the Holy Ghost. Let somebody know it's going to be okay. It's so easy to tear people down. Amen. You don't have to be spiritual to tear people down. Amen. We want to psychoanalyze people's anointing and people's walk and people's lifestyle. Amen. Let me tell you something. This old man here, I got enough work to do in me before I start finger pointing in somebody else's life. Jesus said it like this. Pull the beam out of your own eye. He said, before you start pulling the sliver out of somebody else's. Amen. Some folks are infatuated with your yesterdays. They remind you every time they get the chance. They want to drag you down memory lane. They want to remind you. They want to tell you of failures of you and those around you and the church and this one and that one. Amen. It's like that old country song says, hey, won't somebody play another somebody done somebody wrong song? Yeah. Y'all know it. Amen. Praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus. Some of us need to close the door on our yesterdays. I don't go here anymore. I don't talk that anymore. I don't live that anymore. I don't have that conversation in my life anymore. I believe today that somebody needs to get hold of a door, amen, that's been swinging open in your past, and you need to get a good hold of the knob and slam the door to your yesterday and say, I ain't going here no more. I ain't going to live like that anymore. I'm not going to produce those things in my life anymore. I refuse to live according to yesterday. Hallelujah. Too many people are infatuated with our yesterdays. Amen. Amen. Let me tell us this today. Amen. Don't be deceived. evil communication corrupts good manners. Everybody say, evil communication corrupts good manners. That's in the Bible. Y'all act like it is not. Everybody's really? That's in there? Read the Bible. Evil, you hang around somebody talking pessimistic long enough. You talk about, you hang around somebody that tears people down. Amen. Long enough, let me tell you what will happen. You'll tear people down. You'll become just like that. You hang around somebody, amen, that rips and tears and just wears people out. Let me tell you, evil communication corrupts good manners. You'll become the same way in a little while. I got news for you. Get away from them. Get away from them. Break that yoke. Break that relationship. Get away from them. You don't have to live like that. Amen. Let me tell you, if somebody's tearing you down, I don't want to be around them. Oh, I hope I'm preaching today. Hallelujah. Brother John, Brother Johnny Foe, I love you and I appreciate you and your walk with God and your desire for more. Amen. Brother Johnny Foe came into the house of the Lord. I believe it was at prayer meeting, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, Brother Cook, he said, I had to break some relationships in my life. He said they had foul mouths and they talked horrible. Yeah. And he said, I'm not like that anymore. I'm not around that anymore. And he said, I made up in my mind that I'm not going to be around that kind of attitude anymore. Let me tell you, God, give us that kind of attitude in our life. When I get around somebody, let's talk about a move of the Holy Ghost. Let's talk about revival. Let's talk about anointing. Let's talk about healing. Let's talk about, oh my, I'm here to tell somebody, close the door on yesterday. Open the door tomorrow. Amen. And start laying claim to the promises of God. You're never going to get healed talking pessimistic. You're never going to get delivered living in yesterday. Amen. Let me tell us. Amen. I've got a nostalgic bone in my body. I have found out, not in a bad way, but I have found out the older I get, the more I like to look backwards. Because I've lived more life than I have to live. Unless I'm going to be 114 years old. Maybe so. But I tend to get nostalgic. And I'm going to tell the young folks, when you're frowning at older folks that are doing that, you're going to do that one day.
That's right.
I'm a history nut. I love everything to do with history. Everything. Everything. When we go on vacation, there's a historical marker. I'll pull over and snapshot it. And then read it. Sit down over dinner and just read it. And my wife will just shake her head at me. See, it's just a dumb sign. It doesn't mean anything to her. That's okay. Amen. But you know what she says? You can't do one thing about that marker. She said, it's already over with. It's a good point. Let me tell you, we become so infatuated, so nostalgic over some of the areas that we have got victory over in our lives that if we're not careful, we'll take snapshots of those. And in our moments of weakness, we will flash them in front of our eyes and we'll consider who we used to be and how we used to act. And let me tell, did we have any former partiers in this house? Yeah, look here. I love apostolics like that because now we know how to party in the house. Let me tell us something that I found out is when we get around one another, we can't talk about those days very much, Brother Makitha. We can't. First of all, they're buried under the blood. I don't want to go back there. And second of all, if we're not careful, we'll make it so vivid that we'll want to go back there. Amen. Not realizing that we worked hard to put that under the blood. My, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. Let me tell you, there are some in your life that are saying, I can't get over, I can't get past, I can't get through. I'm struggling with this because it's an ongoing thing in my life. Let me tell you, yesterday is not. Yesterday is gone. It's out of your life. You can't do one thing about yesterday, but you can do something about today. Live for God in faith. Live for God, trusting Him, knowing that God is going to supply, knowing that God is going to reinforce, knowing that God is going to build you up. Get beyond your yesterday. Get into today. You hear the words of the Lord in Isaiah. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. I love this. I believe that this is advice that was given to the children of Old Testament times. And he was telling them that God is going to do something new. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I begin to do some inspection in this scripture. And I am finding out that the river Euphrates has mostly dried up. Has anyone seen that? Why? Because it was prophesied. But that's not the only thing that has happened. Along the areas of the Dead Sea where it has receded, there are springs now that are bursting forth out of the desert. And they are beginning to flow into the Dead Sea. What's going on? The Lord is doing a new thing. And He's producing rivers of life in old rivers, in old areas of deadness. I'm here to tell the church and tell everyone that's come into the house of the Lord today, you do not have to live in your yesterday. God wants to do a new thing in your life. Stand with me today. Hallelujah.